Good afternoon to you from the Johnson Space Center. Welcome to today's mission status briefing as we take a look at STS-133. The crews are about to say farewell to each other here within the coming hours, and here to give us an update on all that activity is the lead shuttle flight director, Brian Lunny. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you, Josh. Well, good afternoon. Thank you for being here. Things are going very well in space today, as y'all probably are well aware. The vehicles are all doing great, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The mission, as you know, is going extremely well. We've accomplished our two EVAs and all the tasks associated with those, and those went very well. We've done our two installs of the PMM and the ELC, and that went very well. So all in all, things are going great. The crew's in a little bit of off-duty right now, getting prepped for hatch closing later today. Some specifics on the activities. Today, the crew woke up about 2:23 Central Time. The farewell ceremony and hatch closure will occur about 2:33, so about 12 hours later. Crew sleep is at 6:23 this evening. The final activities, we got some final stowage items to take care of, and just to get the hatches closed. Tomorrow, we're going to wake up. Crew wake is at same time, 2:23 Central. We're going to plan for undock right around 6 a.m. Central, which is about 6 minutes prior to orbital midnight. We did move that a few minutes earlier than typical for some to ensure we had good comm with both vehicles. SEP 1 will occur. We'll do a full lap fly around like we typically do with the shuttle. And SEP 1 will occur on the plus V bar. It's about a 1.5 foot per second burn. SEP 2 we're going to do as a retrograde burn. It'll be about a 3 foot per second. And this is a setup of orbital adjust burns that our entry flight director, Tony Sakachi, has been coordinating with his team. We will begin our late inspection about 10:48 Central Time, when we'll wrap that up about 5 hours later at 3:48 Central Times, with the crew sleep about 6:23 tomorrow night. Discovery and our systems continue just to perform flawlessly. She is doing great. The systems-wise, Discovery is just in great shape, and we're really pleased with all that, obviously. ISS is in great shape. We hung around an extra day, as y'all well know, to spend some time getting the PMM outfitted, to get the HTV packed up, and just to help out the increment crews, which we have done, and the crews, the extra six bodies on board for an extra day, they were able to get through a great deal of extra work for the increment stage crew, and now they're looking ahead, thinking things are going to look really good, and the increment stage folks are going to be in really good shape to get on with the rest of the activities prior to 24S departure, and then HTV departure, and a number of more activities coming in March here. Transfer numbers, I thought I'd bring you some numbers because I know you guys like to write all those down. Of course, the PMM came in at 21,817 pounds. The Express Logistics Carrier number 4, of course, we installed that on flight day 3, was 7,611 pounds. The shuttle mid-deck to ISS cargo, we transferred 2,031 pounds. And then back on the shuttle from ISS, we transferred 2,599 pounds. We'll look for an extra pound to call it an even 2,600. Supply water, we were able to transfer 853 pounds on the station in various ways. We also provided them with 78 pounds of condensate and a couple of bags. On the gases for nitrogen, we put a total of 112 pounds onto ISS, 28 of which went into the tanks, another 84 we pushed into the stack just to help out with overall cabin pressure. For oxygen, our current numbers were tallied up to 182 pounds total. That's 110 pounds into the ISS tanks and 72 pounds into the stack. And we pushed as much O2 as we could into the vehicle, and ISS is in great shape from an oxygen standpoint. We also did, per the plan, take six lithium hydroxide cans from the ISS stockpile for carbon dioxide removal on board shuttle, and that was our pre-flight plan, so there's no surprise in that. But all in all, again, the mission's going extremely well. The crew's getting a little bit of well-deserved rest right now with off-duty, and they are preparing for tomorrow's undock activities and then the late inspection, then the EMM-1 timeline and deorbit on the following day. So we're getting sort of back into the regular routine for a shuttle flight, for undock, and what happens thereafter. So the shuttle crew's doing great. The station crew is doing great. The vehicles are in great shape. And all in all, we couldn't be more pleased with how this mission is going. I think that's all I got, if I got any questions.
Okay, we'll take some questions from here at JSC first. Start off, Philip.
Philip Sloss with NASASpaceflight.com. Could you talk a bit about, I know you said Discovery's performance was great, but could you just elaborate on that a little bit? I mean, she's done really well, and it almost seems like she's a brand new car, kind of the way she's operating.
Well, it's a testament to the folks at KSC, the ground ops folks, who take care of Discovery and the other two birds. When I say she's doing great, there's no system problems. We've looked at, usually when we fly, we lose a deucer, we lose a system, or not usually, but sometimes we do. And in this case, Discovery's had no issues, knock on wood. We're not on the ground yet, but so far she's performed perfectly. There are no issues to talk about from our side. So it's a testament to the folks at KSC doing a great job with the vehicle. I would also add it's a testament to the fact we've been flying these shuttles for a while. We know how to take care of them. We know we've gone and fixed the little things that maybe were troublesome, and she's in great shape to take the crew home on Wednesday.
Robert.
Hi, Robert Perlman with CollectSpace.com. Can you just go over what the shuttle crew will be doing between crew hatch and crew hatch closure and sleep tonight, the 4 hours or so they have between that?
Okay, sure. The timeline for this evening after we close the hatch, there's not a whole lot on that side in terms of big items. They get the hatch closed, they get the airlock and all that bundled up and repacked from all the ISS transfer stuff we brought in. That's probably one of the biggest things, just make sure the mid-deck stowage is all ship-shape. They will do probably a little study and prep for tomorrow, and then they'll do their regular pre-sleep activities where they configure the vehicle for sleep. They'll also eat their dinner and things like that. But in general, it's just a standard evening, if you will, in the shuttle with no big-ticket items, just getting prepped for tomorrow's undocking.
And I realize it's very early, but has there been any advance word on weather for landing?
You're funny. Well, of course, we've looked at forecasts for several days now, and forecasts for Wednesday all look pretty good. But it's Florida weather, which is always entertaining. We will look at it, continue to look at it right up till the decision time for the Dewart burn that Tony and his team will make on Wednesday, hopefully. And as far as I know right now, the weather forecast is very favorable for landing on Wednesday.
Okay. Denise?
Denise Chow at space.com. With the mission winding down and everything going so well so far, can you give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like in mission control and among the flight controllers?
Sure. Well, let's see. The station guys, of course, are very excited to have the extra part, the PMM and the ELC on their vehicle, the extra volume inside. They've got some work ahead of them to go finish cleaning that up. It's still got some things all moved around, some extra stowage they got to take care of. But in general, they're elated that everything has gone so well. Their systems are all behaving very well, and on the station side, things are going well. On the shuttle side, we still got several days. We've got the sort of the nominal 4 days in front of us for, I count that right, undock and then intermission and then landing. So 3 days, if you will, after today. So on the shuttle side, we're still kind of pressing ahead, waiting for our nominal activities to transpire and getting ready for landing.
Okay. Any more from here? All right. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's see. We've got Mark Caro.
Hey, thanks. I just wondered what your cryo margins look like now. I know you have the plus two weather. I just wondered if you had anything beyond that yet.
Sure, Mark. We've transferred a lot of O2 over to ISS, like we said. We didn't put it all onto their side. We do still have a little bit of margin above the 2 days we have. It's about 3 hours worth, if you think of it in terms of cryo, or about 30 pounds of oxygen. So we have a little bit of margin on our side still to support. But obviously, we don't anticipate staying up that late on Friday, so it won't be any issue for us, but we have it there if we need it.
Thanks.
Okay, Marcia Dunn.
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering, Brian, do you think it'll be an emotional moment for you when the shuttle undocks tomorrow and Discovery leaves the space station for the last time?
Let's see. Emotional moment for me, you got cut out a little bit there, but when Discovery undocks and leaves station for the last time, not so much at that point for me, just because we'll be focused on helping the crew do the fly around, getting those things mixed up now myself. The shuttle do the fly around, and then we'll be jumping right into late inspection with the RMS activities and all of that. So for us on console, it's stick with the business, take care of the crew, take care of the vehicle, make sure everything's going well. The emotion may kick in later after we unplug for our last shift. The Orbit 1 shift, the last time we're on console is tomorrow, and then the entry team takes over during that time period. So tomorrow will be my last shift, and afterwards, perhaps it'll be a little emotional, but for the most part, we'll just be excited that the mission has gone so darn well.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Todd Halverson. Todd, are you there? Okay, seems like we lost Todd. Let's come back here to JSC. Are there any follow-ups here? None? Okay, we'll wrap it up. We're going to send it back to Mission Control. We want to remind you that the crew is going to wake up tomorrow morning at 2:23 a.m. Central Time. That's going to be 3:23 a.m. Eastern Time, and tomorrow morning is going to be a special day. The wake-up music is going to be the first of our wake-up music contest winners. Those results are available on the web if you want to check them out, nasa.gov, but we may have a couple of surprises for you when we play those back, so we invite you to stay tuned for that. We're going to send you back to Mission Control for more continuing coverage of STS-133.